Welcome to Courtside, everyone, a discussion of post-election litigation brought by Donald Trump. It is day 45 after the election, a month and a half. A month and a half is like how much golf Trump plays in a month and a half. It's been a week since Champagne Friday, since the Supreme Court ruled in the Texas case, throwing out Trump's big one, his last real attempt. And the litigation count stands at 1 out of 60 wins for Donald Trump, 1 out of 60. And he doesn't really have anything left in the courts very much. There isn't any action today. Trump lost everywhere in the past, and there's not much that's seriously pending. Yes, he does have some Supreme Court matters that are pending, but I wouldn't say that they are serious. They are filed by the Kraken Crackerjack team. They filed 4 different petitions at the United States Supreme Court. Today we learned that 2 of them have been rejected by the clerk of the Supreme Court because the Kraken team didn't bother complying with the rules. That led Sidney Powell, the leader of the Kraken, to attack the clerk's office of the United States Supreme Court in a filing. Now, the Supreme Court clerk's office is pretty much the gold standard. They're the best in the country, the best clerk's office in the country by far. It's an outrageous attack, and she managed to do it in writing. And along the way, she managed to say a lot of other ridiculous stuff, like that the slates of Trump electors in the state legislatures, quote, have received the endorsement of legislatures in 4 states. That ain't true. There are no state legislatures that have endorsed a competing slate of electors anywhere in the country. I mean, these people can't even lie well. In other news, speaking of lying and obfuscation, it was revealed that Jared Kushner approved the creation of a massive shell company that evidently paid the president's family members. And this wasn't like a few dollars like Stormy Daniels' $130,000 payments. This was that this shell company evidently spent half of the Trump campaign's $1.26 billion. It looks mighty suspicious. We'll have to see what the investigation uncovers, but it might be that Courtside will morph into Jailside sometime soon. And because the litigation over the election is slowing down, tonight I'm going to introduce a new feature. It'll be sporadic, not all the time, called One More Thing. Something outside of election litigation. Today, the one more thing is about the Supreme Court's action over the census. Now, the census occurs every 10 years. It's in the Constitution itself. It's that important. And the idea is by counting everyone, you can figure out how many representatives in the United States House of Representatives a state should have, and also determine federal budget dollars. So if a state has a higher population, they need more funds for Medicaid or whatever. And presidents, roads, whatever, presidents for years have counted everyone because after all, services and representation do count, you think of counting everyone. Now, Trump comes along and says, oh, I've got a bright idea. Let's exclude undocumented immigrants from the count. Basically, he wants to treat these folks like sheep, not even human beings. And this is the thinking that leads to the separation of parent from child. This is the kind of thinking that tosses out dreamers that have been here in this country working hard, propelling the country forward. What a moral abomination. Well, it's also a legal abomination. You can't just exclude part of the population from the census. And so New York and other states challenged it, and they argued the case in the Supreme Court back in November. And today we learned that the Trump administration's incompetence doomed their position on the census. The Supreme Court, in a 6-3 decision, said that New York couldn't bring this challenge yet, but that's just because the court said Trump was unable to actually count the number of folks he wanted to exclude. Yes, he couldn't even implement his own, you know, diabolical and abominable plan. And so it looks like the case is going away and the issue is going away because Trump, after all, has lost the presidential election. So he won't get the chance to count over the next months. Now, the court didn't quite say those last words that this is all over, but it was very much the writing on the wall. 3 justices in dissent said they wanted to hear the case right now. But the majority opinion for the 6 got their point across very clearly. They said, look, We are not expressing a view on the merits of this census thing at all. And everyone heard the oral argument in November at the Supreme Court, and they heard Trump's top lawyer, the acting Solicitor General, not being able to stand up to the hard questions. I mean, Justice Barrett, among others, strongly suggested that she thought what Trump was doing was blatantly unconstitutional. So this one is going to go away, just as Donald Trump is going to go away. I'll see you tomorrow.